Well, tonight I'm going to go a little different. You know, on Wednesday night I like to try to help us with just life in general on Wednesday night. And how many of you found out we live in a stressful world? Anybody found that out yet? Anybody here that hadn't had some stress? If you haven't had any, you hadn't had no stress? Nobody? You're not stressed out about something? I think we all find ourselves in that. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, successful stress management, but from a biblical viewpoint. You know, 2 Corinthians 1:8, Paul's talking here, and I'm going to read from the New King James and also the New Living. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came upon us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, beyond above strength, so that we despaired even of life. The New Living says it like this: we think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. We thought we had never lived through it. So, you know, Adam Clark, in his commentary on this verse, he says, the original language is exceedingly emphatic. We were weighted down beyond what is credible, even beyond what natural strength could support. So it sounds like Paul was under a little bit of situation himself there, huh? Yeah. Sounds like it's a stressful situation. You know, stressful times happen to us all. You know, that's just life. You know, as long as we live down here, we're gonna face those, because the devil is the god of this world, and that's what he's sent to do, is to steal, kill, and destroy people. Now, on the website, thewebmd.com, it says stress is the body's reaction to harmful situations, whether they are real or perceived. When you feel threatened, a chemical reaction occurs in your body that allows you to act in a way to prevent injury. This reaction is known as fight or flight, or the stress response. During stress response, your heart rate increases, your breath quickens, muscles tighten, blood pressure rises, and you've gotten ready to act. It's how you protect yourself. So we don't... we're not abnormal just because we're in a stressful situation. You know, some people think that just because they get in a stressful situation or something happening in their family, well, they're out of the will of God or something like that. No, we're all going, but the devil is going to bring those situations to us. We've got to handle them correctly. You know, now, having a constantly stressed out life is a life out of balance. And some people think they've been so stressed out so long that they think that's normal. It's not. Okay? Now, once again, from the help on the internet and the help guide article stress and stress symptoms and signs and causes, it says, stress isn't always bad. In small doses, it can help you to perform under pressure and motivate you to do your best. But when you're constantly running in the emergency mode, your mind and body pay the price. Now, here we're talking about stress. Now, stress is not mentioned in the King James or the New King James version of the Bible. Other words are used for stress, such as worry, anxious, pressed, pressure, strain. Now, in the modern translation, New Living and the Message, the word stress is there. Now, why am I talking about this tonight? Number one, we already said it. Every one of us face that in life. I face it. Every one of these ministers face it. You know, we have our families and our kids and our grandkids, and we face the stressful situations. We all do. Now, so it's, you know, sometimes I think ministers are remiss not talking about some things from the pulpit. You know, it's great if we, you know, it's great to shout and dance and so forth and so on, but we need to have some proper teaching. My dad used to say this, and people didn't pick up on it, and they tried to have a Holy Ghost meeting every time they go to church. But my dad used to say, you can't have a Holy Ghost meeting every time you go to church and grow as a Christian. It's a great ecstatic time and a refreshing time, but growth comes from teaching. It said Jesus went about the villages preaching and teaching. Amen. Hello. So that's why I'm dealing with this tonight. Is that all right with everybody? Amen. Now, 1 Peter 1:6 in the New Living, and I'm going to use the New Living quite a bit tonight and send a message. 1 Peter 1:6. So be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure some trials for a little while. Now, then look at 1 Peter 4:12. Just turn over and look at 1 Peter 4:12 now. Dear friends, don't be surprised at fiery trials you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. Here, Peter is telling us that everyone deals with stressful situations, but if you deal with them correctly, they're only for a little while. He emphasizes that they're temporary, not a lifestyle. I think people forget about the temporary part, and they are prone more to be to just live in a stressful part. You know, one person may keep his focus on a situation being temporarily and handle a situation, while another person thinks it'll never go away and becomes more and more and more stressed out. Now, as we get into this, let's look at causes for stress. Pressure on the job. Anybody ever had that? Excuse me. Financial pressure. We all have that one. Health situations, problems in the marriage, families, or in other relationships. A spiritual relationship that's out of whack. You know, torment and harassment from the enemy. And we all get that. He's always coming, jumping on our shoulder and telling us something. And we could go on and on with the list. I mean, you know, that's just a few. Now, actually, how you handle these situations, these stressful situations, how we handle these things in life can cause stress in our life. Stressful situations come to us. Now, listen to this. They come to us if we're too busy or constantly in a hurry. Just go, 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 go. You got stress comes because you don't ever stop and relax. Did you ever notice Jesus? He pulled away from the crowds. Come on. Another thing that causes us to get into stress is that we don't prioritize what is important. We all have stuff coming in on us that has to be done, but you prioritize it and take it one step at a time. I mean, you know, I'm the head of this church. I'm also the head of Kenneth Hagin Ministries worldwide. I'm also the head of 237 Ramas all over the world. I am over about, I don't know how many ministers in our ministerial association, 2,500, I think, something like that. I don't know. Huh? about 2100 right there. And I don't know how many churches are in that area, in that, and all of these things. And my family, you know, my immediate family, and then my cousins and so forth. Of course, Ruth and, you know, her and I, about the only, my sis, I think, and Terry are only, and Jerry, I guess, the only ones left out of all of us. But, you know, we have all of these things. Now, another thing that will cause it is being fearful and worrying and being anxious over stuff. You have to, and also watch how much, you have to be careful about how much negativism is coming into you through news, through people, through everything else, you know. And then another one that really causes people to have stress is unforgiveness. Another one is comparing yourself with your friends or your peers. I deal with this all the time with ministers. I tell them, hey, quit comparing your ministry with anybody. What you're doing ministry-wise, if you're doing what God asked you to do or God asked you to do it, then everything's okay. Yeah, but my friend, he has this many in his church and I only have this many. And I look at him, I say, who cares? If you're doing what God asked you to do, God is not comparing you with somebody else. And God is not comparing any of you with anybody else. You are God's child, and quit looking and saying, oh, I should be doing this or I should be doing the other. Look at so-and-so. We both graduated from school together, and look what I'm doing. Look what they're doing. Hey, what you're doing, if you're here still helping me at this church, then that's what God's got you doing, and you're just as important as he is or she is, okay? You know. Now, Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor from 161 to 180 A.D. said this. So they must have had distress back in there. They must have had stress back in there, way back there. He was the emperor of Rome. Okay? If you're distressed by anything externally, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. So, I guess they dealt with stress way back in the first century there. Okay, look at this. Continual stress is very harmful, and God has not designed us to carry it. John Newton, an Anglican clergyman, said this: we can easily manage if we will only take each day the burden appointed to it. But the load will be too heavy for us if we carry yesterday's burden over and again today, and then add the burden of tomorrow before we are required to bear it. In other words, you start worrying and being concerned about tomorrow before you ever get there. And you're worrying about it. You know, stress will become heavier the longer you carry it. You know, getting this again from the 3MinuteLeadership.com. An instructor walked around a room while teaching stress management to the audience. As she raised the glass of water, everyone expected her to ask if the glass was half empty or half full. Instead, with a smile on her face, she said, how heavy is this glass of water? And they all begin to say 8 ounces, 20 ounces, 15 ounces, all kinds of different answers. She replied, the absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long you hold it. If I hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, my arm will start to ache. If I hold it for a day, my arm will feel numb and paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes. She continued, the stress and worries of life are like that glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a bit longer and they begin to hurt. And if you think about them all day long, you'll feel paralyzed and like there is nothing you can do about it. Stress makes us live with things that are not real, really. You know, Winston Churchill told this story. When I look back at all the worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had a lot of trouble in his life. Most of it never happened. A great percent of stress, they say, comes from things that are imagined and will never happen. I see some of you shaking your head. The website again of webmd.com lists several signs that a person may be under stress. Feeling like you're losing control and need to take control, constant worry, racing thoughts, overwhelm, forgetfulness, disorganization, inability to focus, poor judgment, low energy, insomnia, being easily agitated and frustrated, headaches, upset stomach, all kinds of stuff. Frequent colds, infection, dry mouth, you know, all kinds. Changing appetites, either eating not enough or too much. And actually, I'm not saying because you might have some of these symptoms that you're stressed, but if you're dealing with more stress than you should, some of these signs, you may need to look at some of these signs and say, hey, wait, I got to do something. Now, let's go to, you know, Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. It talks about the sower. Now, there were four kinds of people there. The seed was sown in four kinds of ground, and that represents people. Those were sown on seeds of the wayside, like seeds sown on stony ground, some like seeds on thorny ground, and those like seeds on good ground. Now, each one of those represents people. And because of things going on in their life, they reject the Word of God. Now, Mark, let's drop down to Mark 4:18-19. And it says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They're the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desires of other things enter in and choke the word out, and it becomes unfruitful. Now I want to read it from the Message. The seed is cast in the weed, represents the ones who hear the kingdom news, but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. The stress. You know, stress takes away our ability to really hear the Word of God. You know, that's why sometimes when you share the word with a person that's going through difficulties, and it looks like it doesn't register with them, it doesn't, because they're too stressed out. Stress can make you oblivious to the possibilities that exist with God. Now, let's look at the people in the Bible who had to deal with stress, and now this is where we get to this is where you need to get to deal with stress in your life. I would say that David had to deal with a lot of stressful situations. You ever read much about David? How many ever read about David? You know, if you read his Psalms, time and time again, he'd start the beginning in a low spirit. Right? But by the end, he's praising God. Look at Psalms 42:11 in the Message. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. He started out there down in the dumps, ended up praising God. Paul dealt with many stressful situations. He didn't focus on it, though. He considered them temporary. Look at 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Now look at the New Living Translation. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. See, you're going to have stress come in, and it may knock you down. But if you put your trust in God, begin to thank God, you can't be destroyed. Now, here's how we handle stress. Look at this. David said, immerse yourself in the Word of God. In Psalms 119, 143. As pressure and stress, this is from the New Living Translation. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find my joy in your commands. He says, when pressure and stress bear down on me, I find my joy in your commands, the commands of the Lord. That's our promises. That's his command. Hello? Jesus said, make sure that God and his plan are number one in your life. The New Living Translation of Matthew 6:33 seeks, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Then again, Jesus said, focus on things that are happening today and don't borrow from tomorrow. They say that more people are stressed out because they can't handle today because they're so stressed out about tomorrow. Jesus said in the Message version of Matthew 6:34, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. See, quit trying to deal with it before you get there. When you get there, God will help you deal with it. Anybody getting anything out of this? Look at Paul. Paul recognized that in stressful situations, they're temporary. And he said here in 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18 in the New Living Translation. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things we cannot see. For the things we see will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Now, Peter. Let's look at Peter. I was trying to hurry through this. Look at Peter. Peter said, unload every care and every burden. Message Bible 5 Peter 5:7. Live carefree before God. He is most careful about you. You know, let's talk about casting your burdens. Now, stress, it will kill you naturally. It will kill you spiritually. You get under stress, and one of the first things that happens when you get under stress is you don't pray like you should. You don't read the Bible like you should because you start reading it and you're not comprehending because you're under stress. I have noticed that when people get under the pressure of life, and that's coming from the enemy, it pushes them away from God and the things of God and the people of God. They quit coming to church. They quit hanging around the people that they need to hang with. See, when you're under the pressure, come to the house of God. This is where your help is. Come with the people that believe like you do. It will lift you up. You know, as we close this down, there's a story that comes from, you know, just, you know, we ministers can go on the internet and we can just get story. They got all kinds of stories that we can go and get. How many of you know that? See, I'm telling all my secrets now, but okay, here's a story that came from there. It says, I recently hired a plumber to help me, and he had a rough first day on the job. A flat tire made him lose an hour of work. His electric drill quit, and his ancient one-ton truck refused to start. So I drove him home. He sat in stony silence, and once we arrived, he invited me to meet his family. And so on the way to the front door, he paused briefly at a small tree and reached up and grabbed the branches with both hands. When the door opened, he underwent an amazing transformation. His face turned into smiles. He hugged his two children, gave his wife a kiss, and introduced me. And after we were walking back to the car, we passed the tree and asked him about what I had seen him do earlier. Oh, that's my trouble tree, he replied. I know I can't help having trouble on the job, but one thing is for sure, those troubles don't belong in the house with my wife and kids. So I just hang them on that tree every night when I come home and ask God to take care of them. Then in the morning when I go out to pick them up, the funny thing is, he smiled and said, is there aren't nearly as many of them hanging on the tree as I remembered from last night. Now, it's a funny story, but there is a great, great message in that story. Hello. And then listen to the words of Jesus as I close this. Matthew 11:28, we all know it. Come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let's decide, instead of just giving in to the stress, let's decide to come to the Word of God. And even though, hey, we may be like David, we may start off down in the dump. You ever notice that a lot of his psalms start out, he is on the bottom? Anybody ever notice that? But if you ever notice the progression that takes place, by the time he gets to the end, he's praising God. See, my dad used to say, son, it's all right if you go to God and just start telling him all your troubles, but by the time you get through, you should have rolled them all over on him, and you should be praising him for taking him, and you should walk away free. That's what it's all, this message was all about tonight, is to get us to realize that in this life, in John, the last part, last scripture in John, it said, Jesus said, in this life you will have troubles, but I've overcome them. You'll have stress. There's not a person that's breathing oxygen that's not going to have stress. But Jesus and the Word of God will help you overcome. Amen and amen. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Well, let's just stand up and thank God, because we don't have to live in stress. We can get out of it through the Word. Father, I thank you right now that because of what you have told us and the things you've said to us, we can't keep stress from coming to us, but we don't have to live in stress. And I thank you tonight that we will live stress-free. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I got a book out there called How to Live Worry-Free. Well, it's the same thing as how to live stress-free. So it's out there if anybody's interested in it. Praise the Lord. If you happen to be here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, you don't understand what I'm talking about till you get to know Him. If you're here and you need to rededicate your life to God, or if you're here and you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible said. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Or if you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you want somebody to pray with you, the ladies are here. The men are over here. As we're dismissed, come and and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. Amen? Praise God. Hey, Connection Team, go find our first-time guest. We are so glad to have you with us. What do we say, church, to our first-time guest? Welcome home. If you're looking for a church home, you found it right here. Just come on and enjoy living life unlimited with God, with us, both in the natural and in the supernatural. Amen. So Connection Team, find our first-time guest. Take them. We got a very special gift that we got prepared for you guys. We're so glad to have you. Let's give them a big hand. We thank God. Thank you for being with us tonight. Praise the Lord. Remember all of the announcements. And get involved with us. Help us with Kim. If everybody takes does one little job, then it, just one time, that's all you'd have to do. Everybody, we'd get done. And if you wasn't here Sunday, let me say thank you for helping us with the Rockets Over Raymond. Thank you so much. It was great. We had a great time. How many of you enjoyed Rockets? It was a great time. Amen. I enjoyed the bands. Did y'all enjoy the bands? Hey, I thought they were some of the best that we've had. I really enjoyed them this time. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I don't, but the younger people do. But even us more mature people were enjoying them this time. That's really all right. Sunday morning right here, and I. After I got this message, I worked on my message for Sunday. Remember, how many of you remember what I preached last Sunday morning? Power trip. All right, we're going number two on power trip next on Sunday morning. So come be ready for power trip two. All right. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to live stress-free. I don't know about you. And if you need prayer for any reason, come to the front right now. They'll pray with you right now. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.